Diagnosing Post-Traumatic Stress. In those early days at the VA, we labeled our veterans with all sorts of diagnoses. Alcoholism, substance abuse, depression, mood disorder, even schizophrenia. And we tried every treatment in our textbooks. But for all our efforts, it became clear that we were actually accomplishing very little. The powerful drugs we prescribed often left the men in such a fog that they could barely function. When we encouraged them to talk about the precise details of a traumatic event, we often inadvertently triggered a full-blown flashback rather than helping them resolve the issue. Many of them dropped out of treatment because we were not only failing to help, but also sometimes making things worse. A turning point arrived in 1980 when a group of Vietnam veterans, aided by the New York psychoanalysts Chaim Shatan and Robert J. Lifton, successfully lobbied the American Psychiatric Association to create a new diagnosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which described a cluster of symptoms that was common, to a greater or lesser extent, to all of our veterans. Systematically identifying the symptoms and grouping them together into a disorder finally gave a name to the suffering of people who were overwhelmed by horror and helplessness. With a conceptual framework of PTSD in place, the stage was set for a radical change in our understanding of our patients. This eventually led to an explosion of research and attempts at finding effective treatments. Inspired by the possibilities presented by this new diagnosis, I proposed a study on the biology of traumatic memories to the VA. Did the memories of those suffering from PTSD differ from those of others? For most people, the memory of an unpleasant event eventually fades or is transformed into something more benign. But most of our patients were unable to make their past into a story that happened long ago. The opening line of the Grant rejection read, "It has never been shown that PTSD is relevant to the mission of the Veterans Administration." Since then, of course, the mission of the VA has become organized around the diagnosis of PTSD and brain injury, and considerable resources are dedicated to applying evidence-based treatments to traumatized war veterans. But at the time, things were different, and unwilling to keep working in an organization whose view of reality was so at odds with my own, I handed in my resignation. In 1982, I took a position at the Massachusetts Mental Health Center, the Harvard Teaching Hospital, where I had trained to become a psychiatrist. My new responsibility was to teach a fledgling area of study, psychopharmacology, the administration of drugs to alleviate mental illness.